Former U.S. Senator Slade Gordon of Washington has died at the age of 92. The three-term Republican from Seattle and 9/11 commissioner died Wednesday from a Parkinson's disease-related illness at his daughter's home in Clyde Hill. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has our remembrance.
The year was 1985. The Senate Commerce Committee was holding hearings on explicit lyrics in music. C-SPAN covered it.
Mr. Zappa, thank you very much for being with us. Please proceed. Okay,
musician Frank Zappa mocked the high-profile wives behind the campaign to put warning labels on records, Tipper Gore and Susan Baker.
While the wife of the Secretary of Treasury recites, "Gonna drive my love inside you," and Senator Gore's wife talks about bondage.
When Zappa was through, Senator Slade Gordon of Washington gave him a withering dressing down.
I can only say that I found your statement to be boorish, incredibly and insensitively insulting.
Nearly 20 years later, Gordon would turn his signature blunt style on Attorney General John Ashcroft and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The setting was the 9/11 Commission on which Gordon sat. Here's part of his exchange with Rumsfeld.
Well, Mr. Secretary, that's a good answer, but it isn't an answer to the question that I asked you.
My question is, I don't know. I just don't know.
The question that I asked you was...
Gordon biographer John Hughes describes him as a man who did not suffer fools gladly.
There's this daunting intellect that can spot BS at 100 paces.
Thomas Slade Gordon III was born in Chicago in 1928. He was a descendant of the Gordon Seafood family of Massachusetts, but it was politics that attracted him from a young age. After college and law school in the East, Gordon came to Seattle in 1953. He practiced law and fell in with a band of young, moderate Republicans. They included future governor and senator Dan Evans, who helped Gordon win his first campaign for state legislature in 1958. Gordon would serve 5 terms in the Washington House, rising to majority leader. He played a key role in the redistricting battles of the 1960s. That's when Dean Foster, a Democratic staffer at the time, first met Gordon.
My first impression was he was very intense and not very friendly.
Foster says Gordon was a formidable redistricting opponent.
He's the person that Democrats blame for anything that goes right for the Republicans.
2 years after redistricting passed, Republicans gained control of the Washington House. Gordon and Foster would reunite nearly 50 years later to do it all over again, this time as members of Washington's Redistricting Commission. Not only did Gordon help draw Washington's electoral map, he subjected himself to it numerous times. After the legislature, he served 3 terms as Washington Attorney General. In 1980, Gordon decided to take on an institution, U.S. Senator Warren Magnuson, Maggie as he was known. At an event in 2011, Gordon's friend Dan Evans described how crazy that seemed.
There were only 2 people, I think, in the state of Washington who thought Slade could win. Slade and Sally.
Sally was his wife, a former newspaper reporter.
And there's some doubt about Sally.
Running as Washington's next great senator, Gordon unseated Maggie. In the Senate, Gordon quickly emerged as a deficit hawk, often at odds with President Ronald Reagan, a fellow Republican. In 2012, Gordon told an audience about one meeting with the president in particular.
A spirited debate on the budget broke out, and I made some kind of comment that caused him to break a pencil straight in half.
Gordon's fledgling Senate career came to an abrupt end after just 1 term. In 1986, he was defeated by Democrat Brock Adams. But 2 years later, he was back, running to replace Dan Evans in the Senate. He won just as the spotted owl controversy was heating up. Soon, Gordon was rallying to the cause of loggers shut out of the forests. Environmentalists put up Slade Gordon wanted posters. Gordon also ran afoul of Washington tribes over fishing rights, tribal sovereignty, and even custody of Kennewick Man. Ron Allen is chairman of the Jamestown Sklallam tribe.
He was always respectful. He would always give you time of the day to talk and debate issues. He would respectfully disagree with you. And he would tell you up front. He'd be very candid about that.
In 1994, Gordon won a third term as U.S. Senator and became a member of Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott's inner circle. But he would not be a senator for life. In 2000, Gordon lost his seat to Democrat Maria Cantwell. Tribes dumped a lot of money into the Dump Slade campaign. Gordon's 18 years in the U.S. Senate were marked by positions that could seem at odds. He was pro-choice, anti-school busing, supported the Brady gun bill, but opposed the ban on assault weapons. He's credited with putting 1 million more acres into wilderness in Washington, but wanted to amend the Endangered Species Act. His critics called him Slippery Slade. Biographer John Hughes calls Gordon an intellectual contrarian.
He is a polarizing figure, there's no doubt about it. But to those who saw the multifaceted Slade Gordon, it's definitely a picture with a lot of shades of gray.
Gordon told Hughes he believed his single most important achievement in the Senate followed the Tiananmen Square massacre of 1989. Gordon championed legislation that gave permanent residency to Chinese students studying in the U.S. at the time of the crackdown. In 2011, former Governor Dan Evans said what he admired most about Gordon is that when he left the Senate, he came back to Washington State.
He didn't join the bevy of ex-senators who wander aimlessly around the halls of Congress. But his spectacular public service didn't quit.
After leaving the Senate, Gordon became the go-to guy for national investigations into the 2000 election debacle, a deadly BP refinery explosion in Texas, and most notably, the 9/11 Commission. Gordon was credited as the commission's consensus builder. His biographer calls it Gordon's singular achievement. Gordon was preceded in death by his wife Sally in 2013. He leaves behind 3 adult children and several grandchildren. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.
Here are a couple of footnotes to Gordon's legacy. In a 1963 libel case, he was a character witness on behalf of Democrat John Goldmark, who had been labeled a communist. In 1974, as state attorney general, Gordon was one of the first Republicans in the country to call for Nixon's resignation. And not once, but twice, Gordon, a big baseball fan, brokered deals to save the Mariners from leaving Seattle.